Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Mia's Podcast. My name is Mia, and I am your host. I hope everyone is doing well. On today's episode, I will be discussing Unhappy People Have These 7 Habits. Without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right in. Life can be difficult due to a variety of factors. However, our own thoughts, behaviors, and habits account for a significant portion of our dissatisfaction. In this episode, I want to reveal 7 of the most harmful daily behaviors that can lead to a lot of sadness both within and outside of your very own world. I'll also discuss what has helped me in terms of minimizing or eliminating these patterns from my life. First point, pursuing perfection. Is it necessary to behave perfectly and get ideal outcomes in order to be happy? Then happiness will be difficult to come by. Even if you have a lot of outstanding or excellent accomplishments, setting the bar for your performance at an unreasonable level frequently leads to low self-esteem and the sensation that you are not good enough. Except for maybe now and again when something does go perfectly, you and what you do are never good enough. How to get rid of this bad habit? 2 things that assisted me in overcoming my perfectionism and becoming more relaxed is pursue good enough. Now, what this means is when you strive for perfection, you're more likely to never finish a project or whatever else. So instead of perfect, settle for good enough. It should never be used as a reason to be lazy or slack off. Rather, simply acknowledge that there is such a thing as good enough and that once you've reached it, you're done with whatever you're working on. Next, have a time limit. Every time I start something new, I set a deadline. Setting a deadline provides you a kick in the pants, and it's a terrific approach to help you let go of the urge to overpolish things. Consider how much it costs you to believe in perfection myths. This was a significant reason for me to let go of perfectionism, and it's one I remind myself of whenever thoughts of perfection arise. It is very easy to be lulled into fantasies of perfection by watching too many movies, listening to too many songs, and simply soaking in what the world is telling you. You want it because it sounds so good and is great. However, in real life, it conflicts with realities, resulting in a great deal of anguish and distress for you and others around you. It can cause injury or lead to the termination of relationships, occupations, initiatives, and other endeavors simply because your expectations are unrealistic. Number 2, being surrounded by negative voices. There is no such thing as an island. Everything we learn, view, and hear has a significant impact on our well-being and thinking. If you allow negative voices to drag you down, it becomes much more difficult to be happy. How to break this habit? It's really effective to replace those negative voices with more positive ones. It's as though a completely new world has finally opened before your eyes. Always surround yourself with good people, motivating music and books, movies and TV shows that make you laugh and make you think about life in fresh ways. It is possible to begin small. Instead of reading the newspaper or watching the morning news on TV, try reading an uplifting blog post or book or listening to an audiobook while having breakfast this week. Number 3, spending too much time in the past and future. It can be really uncomfortable to spend a lot of time in the past, revisiting old traumatic memories, confrontations, missed chances, and so on. Spending a lot of time thinking about the future and anticipating what can go wrong at work, in your relationships, and with your health can lead to self-doubt and horrific scenarios that play over and over in your head. Being present in life as it unfolds might lead to the omission of many beautiful experiences. If you want to be happier, this isn't the way to go. How can you break this bad habit? It's nearly hard not to reflect on the past or the future. It's also critical to plan for tomorrow and next year, as well as to try to learn from your mistakes. However, obsessing on those issues is rarely beneficial. So I do my best to spend the remainder of my time each day living in the present. Just being here right now, entirely focused on the words I'm saying, and later, fully focused on cooking, eating my dinner, exercising, whatever I'm doing. I try to be fully present in the now and not daydream about the tomorrow or the past. If I do drop off, I either sit still and concentrate solely on my breathing for a few moments, or I stay still and use all of my perceptions to soak in what is going on around me right now. I can realign myself with the present moment by performing either of those things. Number four, in a situation where you know you won't be able to think clearly, say stop. I can get mentally vulnerable from time to time when I am hungry or lying in bed about to fall asleep. As a result, worries can easily begin to buzz around in my thoughts. This has, in the past, resulted in many minutes of wasted time. These days, I've gotten better at swiftly detecting such thoughts and telling myself, "We're not going to think about that right now." After that, I tell myself, "I'll think about this scenario or difficulty when I know my thinking will perform more effectively, like after I've eaten, or in the morning once I've had some rest." It takes some skill to constantly and properly utilize this one, but it has made such a difference in my life. Number five, keep in mind that others aren't as concerned with you and your actions as you may believe. They're preoccupied with thoughts of their own family members, such as their children, pets, a partner, or their work or schooling. So don't get caught up and what others might think or say if you accomplish anything. Allowing such beliefs to hold on to will set you back. Number six, exercising to relieve inner tensions and move out of a mindset that is particularly prone to anxieties is one of the few activities that regularly works. Working out also makes me feel more deliberate and concentrated, especially when I utilize free weights. Therefore, while working out helps me create a stronger physique, the great and predictable mental rewards are my main drive to keep doing it. Number seven, bring your anxiety into the open. This is a personal favorite of mine because it has a high success rate. It's a lot simpler to view the situation or issue for what it is when you bring your major fear out into the open and talk about it with someone close to you. Even if you only vent for a few minutes, it can make a tremendous impact, and after a while, you could start to question what you were so worried about in the first place. It's possible that the other person will merely need to listen as you work through the matter aloud. Other times, allowing the other person to ground you and assist you in gaining a more good and effective view on the matter at present can be really beneficial. If you don't have somebody to talk to about the fear that's been rattling around in your head, write it down. Simply getting your thoughts out and discussing it with yourself, whether on paper or in a computer diary or even your own blog that's only for your eyes or anonymous, can help you relax and find insight. Number eight, make an effort to spend more time in the present moment. Whenever you spend too much time in your head remembering the past, it's tempting to start thinking about the future. Once you spend too long thinking about the future, it's tempting to become swept up in disaster scenarios. Therefore, make a conscious effort to spend more attention and focus in the current moment. Some of my preferred ways to stay connected on what's going on right now are, I take it easy. Do everything you are doing now, but at a slower pace. Slow down while you walk, talk, eat, or ride your bike. You'll become much more aware of what's going on around you right now if you do so. I also disconnect and rejoin at the same time. If you notice yourself beginning to worry, interrupt that idea by saying to yourself in your head, stop. Then for 1 or 2 minutes, focus entirely on what is going on around you to reconnect with the present moment. Absorb it all in with your entire body. It's something you can touch, see, smell, hear, and sense on your skin. Number 9, refocus on the modest step forward you can take. To get out of a scared mindset, I found it really beneficial to simply begin moving and take steps to solve or improve that which I am concerned about. So I ask myself, what is one little move I can start right now to begin changing my current situation? Now I concentrate on making that first modest move forwards. Then after, I look for another modest step and take it as well. The following step is, you might now think to yourself, wow, this is extremely useful information. However, what is the simplest way to put this into action and truly make a difference in my need to worry? This concludes today's episode on Unhappy People Have These 7 Habits. If this topic piqued your attention, I hope you gleaned some useful information from it to help you with any problems you're experiencing with it. That brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found today's topic interesting. We'll talk again. For the time being, I bid you farewell.